Hey, what's going on, everybody? You guys are tuned in to the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I got a special episode for y'all today. Hope y'all enjoy it. We're going to bring on a guest for the first time, our first official guest. Before I get into that, I want to give a special shout out to all the people that's been supporting us so far on the podcast. It has led us to get numerous sponsors like Spotify, iTunes, Pocket Cast, and also Breaker. So if you guys don't follow me on my social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube, etc., please be sure to log into Anchor, this website right here, and check out the other platforms that this podcast is associated with. Much love and respect to all of y'all, and I hope you guys keep on being supporters of this show. Now, about our special guest today. She is a phenomenal actress. She's from the UK, London, and she has been in a lot of great things, a well-known play called Cookies, and also on some very, very, very phenomenal commercials out there that can be seen in the UK as well. Her name is Crystal Ellen Cole, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Crystal, how are you doing?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for being a guest on this show. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. For people out there that don't know who Crystal Cole is, you mind, you know, telling the people who you are?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm Crystal Cole, as you've already said. I'm from Sandhurst, which is actually quite a small town outside of London. I grew up there my whole life, up until about age 20, and then I ended up moving to London to pursue my acting. And I've pretty much lived there ever since.
Cool. Sounds good. So as far as like the acting thing is concerned, you know, what can you tell us about the industry or your experience of how the industry has been? Because I know you live out there in London, and people have compared London to being like the New York in terms of living in America, a big city to where it can be expensive, and it also can be tough at times for people trying to pursue an acting career. Do you want to touch a little bit more on that? Or
yeah, sure. Well, first of all, coming from this small town, Sandhurst, you are kind of brought up into one kind of perspective of the world. I was brought up in quite a Caucasian area. So then coming to London was a massive culture shock, but in like the best way possible. Because you were just meeting so many different people.
What do you mix with again? For those that don't know.
I'm half Jamaican and half English. So Jamaican on my dad's side and Caucasian on my mum's. And yeah, so I didn't really have a lot of my dad's side of the family, so I didn't really know a lot about my culture. So yeah, coming to London was definitely like a massive culture shock, but in the best way. And then, you know, when you go into the, I went into the industry in quite what you'd call a traditional way. So, you know, going to drama school and then getting an agent through that, which I do recommend to other people as well. It was definitely right for me. It's not always right for other people if, you know, you've already got experience in the industry. But for me, like, I didn't have any experience. So going to drama school was definitely the best route for me. And then going out into the industry, you are already categorized anyway. Like, you kind of have to view yourself as, you know, a tinned good or something that has a label, and, you know, you have to sell yourself in the best way possible. And you kind of come across, you know, auditions where they ask for BAME casting. I don't think you guys have it over there in America, like we've spoken about it before.
Yeah, what does BAME stand for, and what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's Black and Asian mixed ethnicities. So anyone who's basically not Caucasian kind of gets chucked into that pile, and you're already in a typecast. You know, I would be classed as mixed race, but they kind of put us into an extra category, which is supposed to be helping us. You know, that's how it's been being sold, that yes, we will now get more casting where, you know, we wouldn't have necessarily had casting for us before. So say like Shakespeare, back in the day, only like a few people would have the opportunity to play like a Black Othello or, you know, a black Cleopatra or something that was not traditional. And now, you know, we do get a lot more opportunities, which is amazing. However, I do feel like how it's been going, how it's gone about is a bit cutting it to the line, let's say. Like, personally, I get a bit offended by it. Like, because as an actor, you should be able to play any kind of character.
Yes.
So why can't we just see everyone at the same level and treat each other the same level? So that's, yeah, that's one of the things I've found coming into the industry. And then also the other thing with, you spoke earlier about, you know, London's kind of compared to New York. I would definitely say in ways it is, because when you go to, when you come into a city like London, especially, like one I said, you know, you've got all these different cultures from different areas, which is great. And then you've got, but because there's so many people, it's just so busy. It's very busy. It's fast paced. Like, you need to get out of the way or get in line kind of thing. Because everyone's hustling for their dream or for money. And yeah, there can be a whole crisis, I guess, there where that can be, where that's concerned with, you know, there's so many people who come to a big city to live their dream and earn their way and all this sort of stuff. And not necessarily that there isn't enough jobs, but
yeah,
money is definitely one of those things that can trap you if you're not clever about it. So, you know, I think we've spoken before about how, like, money can kind of, some people view money as, like, that's their life. That's what they need to go after, as opposed to seeing it as, like, a tool.
Yes. And obviously you use money as a tool, not as, you know, your life and everything.
Well, now I do. I mean, before it was quite a hard relationship to get a grasp of, because obviously you need it to survive. So you put all your focus on, like, okay, well, I've got to make sure I've got enough money for this and this and this. But after a while, you can kind of start to see, okay, actually, yes, I do need it for X, Y, and Z. So, you know, rent or travel or whatnot. But I can also use it to do things that I want to do to better myself or other people around me, which I think you're a great role model for. You know, one of those kind of people who will use his money to produce things and make things better for yourself and for other people and give opportunities. And I think that's what, you know, other people should be doing as well. Trying to grow the wealth as opposed to, like, a small minority.
Absolutely. And we're going to touch base on how you're doing that too, because just like you said that, you know, you see what's going on with me. I admire what you're doing with your project.
You.
But we're going to, my pleasure. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But so far, you guys have heard it here first. Crystal Cole is dropping down some heavy gems. But we're going to take a quick sponsor break, and we're going to get back to having her on the show to talk a little bit more about her life and also about her successful career. Be back in a jiff. Hey, what's going on, guys? We're back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. You just got a quick word from our sponsors. Now it's back to our special guest, Crystal Ellen Cole. So far, we have been talking about living in London, you know, because she is from the UK, so she's out there in London, which is a big city, and also trying to pursue her career. Now, I have a question for you, Crystal. What inspires you to continue your career overall?
Well, for me, it's always been, you know, my family.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, we were a very tight unit, and we still are a really tight unit. My mum is pretty much the glue who's always held us together, should I say. And just always been that person that would be in our corner, that would say, you know, you can do whatever you want to do, but make sure you do it. Yes. Like, don't be the kind of person who says, oh, I want to do this and want to do that, and you never decide and you just go round and round in circles, because that's not going to help you or anyone. But if you want to do something, yeah, absolutely go for it. So when I told my mum that, you know, I don't actually want to be a teacher, or I don't want to be a doctor, or all those other things, and I wanted to be an actress, she wasn't very shocked, actually. She was quite open to the idea, because, me personally, I've always been quite creative. I've always been the child that we'd be prefer to run around and make up stories and put on little shows with my next door neighbor, or just sit quietly and do drawing and make things out of, you know, toilet roll holders and whatnot. So I was always doing something that was creative. So yeah, when I said that, I think she had an inkling that I wanted to do something creative anyway. She completely supported me, and so is the rest of my family, like my brother and sister. And then when you go to a city like London, you meet so many different people who, you know, especially going to drama school, everyone is there for the same thing. You all want the same thing. So your passion and your drive for it just explodes pretty much.
Gotcha.
But yeah, family's definitely been the one that's kept, been that constant throughout my life. And then, like I said, when you meet all these different people, you do start to find those core people in your life that, you know, you can depend on. So like your family outside of your family. I always say, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. So if you're giving off the right vibe, then people will come. And if you're open to it, then, you know, ready to accept. And just create your own family.
Absolutely. And you basically said, you know, you spoke about family, and you also talked about the industry. Are there days that you just want to just like throw in the towel? And you know, what keeps you to stop throwing in the towel? Because obviously you're successful, so you're doing great things. You keep on persevering. So what keeps you not wanting to throw in the towel, if you don't mind me asking? Which means like quitting.
Yes, no, sure. Well, I don't want to do anything else in my life. Like when I look at other avenues that I could have gone down, when I was younger, I wanted to be a teacher, or I wanted to be a baker, or because I liked making cakes, or I still enjoy food now. Like maybe I could have been a chef, but there's no better feeling to me than either being on stage and letting that moment hit you and being so open and real and raw, and that expectation as well, you know, people have come to hear a story, so then you just tell that story. I don't want to do anything else in my life. So there's other things that do make me happy, but when I'm performing, when I'm acting, like that's what makes me happy. And it's always amazing if you can find a job that you want to do, but most importantly that you're happy doing. You know, so many of us go through life where you do jobs and you're just wandering around aimlessly thinking, okay, this is great because I'm getting money, but is it actually something I want to do for the rest of my life? Do I want to stay here for another 20 odd years? And I just couldn't bear being in a job that I just wouldn't enjoy.
Gotcha.
That's the main thing that keeps me from giving up whenever I have those low points, or I'm thinking, oh, you know, I haven't had a job in 6 months or something. Okay, do I want to be doing something else though? Do you just want to give it up? No, not really. I'm definitely going for it.
Absolutely. And you're doing a phenomenal job in the process. You guys are hearing it here first. Crystal Ellen Cole on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to let you guys hear some music from yours truly. We'll be back in the gym. Thanks again.
You crying? Come and follow me. You stressing? Put them drugs away. You killing? Put that gun away. Why you wearing skimpy clothes? What the hell you flaunting for? You love me, so what you hurt me for? Oh, you hate me, so what you hating for? You white, I'm black, so why are we unequal? Don't understand, then bring that ass here. And let me make it crystal clear. I'm tired of living in fear, aren't you? I wish there was a place that was far away. Nothing but peace every single day. no killing, no judging, no money. No feelings, no hurting, no survival mode. No more cycles, no you're miserable. No more leaders, we in slavery. I don't think y'all see what I see. Nah. I don't think y'all see what I see. Bring that ass here. So bring that ass here.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? You're back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Yeah, I'm here with my special guest, Crystal Cole. And we've been talking about everything from, you know, money to family to the film industry, acting industry, and living in London, which she obviously resides. Before I let Crystal go, I got to ask her as my first special guest. First of all, have you been, you had a good time so far on the show?
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. Second thing is, we know that you are definitely a hard worker and you have done a lot of work, but we also know that you're a, you know, a person that's a go-getter. So we know that you got some stuff in the works. For those people out there that don't really, you know, follow you and stuff like that, how can they follow you? How can they contact you if they want to work with you in the future? And as far as what you have in the works, what projects, what upcoming projects do you have in your future?
Yeah. So you can follow me on all the main platforms. So Instagram, I most prefer Instagram. So my handle's Crystal E. Cole. Or you can follow me on Facebook. It's Crystal Cole. And I am on Twitter, but I don't actually use it that much. So maybe not there.
And I just might add that her, I know her boyfriend personally. Professional inquiries only. Professional inquiries only. None of that personal stuff. He'll kick your ass. But anyways, I'm sorry for cutting you off, sweetheart. What were you saying? You just got to let me know. I know.
That's absolutely fine. It's obviously for professional reasons. So
yeah.
Future projects that I've got coming up. So just constantly want to keep acting. And then on the sideline as well, I am starting my own theatre company. So that kind of, I'll just do like a quick basis on why it started. You know, I've mentioned before about how I grew up in a predominantly Caucasian society, and then coming to London was a massive shock. That's pretty much what sparked my interest into learning about the history of the side of the family like that I don't know. And a great documentary came to me through some friends, and it was called Hidden Colors, which is by Tariq Nasheed. He's also like an activist as well, great like a speaker as well. He talks about things and has his own podcast, and yeah, he's doing great work by like spreading the knowledge and getting things out there. So I watched that documentary and it kind of just sparked my fire, I guess, into thinking like, how else can we get these stories out there? Because there's so much history about like the Black culture that isn't told. It's not in plays, it's not in books even. You know, so much of it is covered up or just not spoken about and kept all hush hush. Well, actually, you know, we need to start claiming back our culture and claiming back our history.
Yeah.
And it's always great to know where you're coming from, because then you can know where you're going.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to create a company that is to do that, to bring these old history stories to life again, starting from the Black community and the Black culture, but then also, you know, spreading out into other cultures. There's so many diverse people in the world whose history doesn't get told. And it's about time that it does. We only hear about a certain few different cultures.
Yeah.
And we're all a part of this world. So, yeah, that's what I'm planning at the moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep a lookout for it. I'm called Hem Productions.
Sounds good. And for you guys that want to be a part of it, And obviously, you know, if you want to donate or anything, Krista has gave you guys all of her handles, so you guys get in contact with her, because I feel like her production company, I already know it's going to be successful, but it takes a tribe in order to make that happen. So
absolutely. Obviously,
you've heard what she said. You know that she's on the right path for greatness, and she's not like these other manipulators out there who try to get your money and then run away like a coward. She's actually, you know, out here trying to do some work and try to make the world a better place, not keep this sick cycle going on and on. So you guys definitely should support her. I know I am. And like I said before, it was a phenomenal honor having you on.
Thank you for having me so much. And can I just say as well, like, it's great that you are making this platform to be able to share this with other people. And I think you're a great inspiration. So please keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, man. It takes one to know one. Much love and respect to you. And for all of those people who have been supporting the podcast, thank you guys so much. For all of our listeners who have tuned in today, I really, really want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please keep on listening, keep on supporting, because, you know, the platform is obviously growing. I know all 15 of y'all are listening right now, so I really appreciate y'all's support. But no, in all seriousness, thank you so much again, man, for coming on to the show. A pleasure and an honor. And the next show, we'll probably talk about sex, just in general, the film industry and all of that. And it was a pleasure talking with Krista today about the industry and film, and also her living out there in a big city, and also money, family, a lot of other things. But if you guys are just now tuning in, go ahead and replay this podcast so you hear the whole thing. But for now, this is Reggie Haynes on the Reggie Haynes Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for supporting. I'm signing off.